think the last time we did this, someone on Twitter, maybe the only person who tweeted about our podcast episode, said, posted a link to the episode and said, skip to whatever timestamp for the, like, actually pertinent stuff. And I want to tell everybody who's listening to this, we're not going to say anything important. There's no reason to skip any part of this because it's all stupid nonsense.
Skip to the end.
Yeah. Skip to the very last minute of the recording so that you can hear, like, Jason Yu's piano tinkling. And then go back to 0 minutes and listen to me saying this again.
Yeah. It's a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, it just happened.
Like, very, very quickly ago. This might be the record for the quickest we've recorded after Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, I just hope it's... I hope I can edit it fast enough to take advantage of that. Because I might be, like, in a car for a while. We'll see how fast I can get this up. Mm. But I guess that's also dependent on how fast we get to the point. So...
Don't worry.
Let's start with...
I was barely paying attention and we'll have a little insight.
Game number one. Mario and Luigi Brothership.
Very exciting for me. I love the Mario and Luigi series.
It's so good. I would never have guessed they were going to do another one of these games. I thought they were done.
Yeah, well, it was 9 years ago, they said.
But also, Nintendo killed Alpha Dream in the meantime. So the original studio that made this doesn't exist anymore. Which has me going like, well, who's making this? I guess they didn't kill Alpha Dream. Alpha Dream went out of business. But also, considering they spent like 15 years only making games for Nintendo... Nintendo probably owes some of that responsibility. Best case scenario for this...
Do you think it could be the same people under a different name?
I hope so. I hope that's what it turns out to be. We get a story like 6 months from now and it's like, oh, it's this new studio where everybody just moved over to and they just kept making it, which is good.
Beta Dream.
Yeah.
That does happen.
I'm hoping that's what that is actually happening here, because that would be nice. Because these games are good. I haven't played enough of them.
Yeah.
And this one looks, it looks great.
Yeah. I don't love the name.
That is weird.
Well, they're like riding on a ship at the end. That's like an island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not great.
The name doesn't matter too
it's
much.
It's no though. Superstar Saga.
Yeah, what exactly.
Yeah, but what Saga could be, was. Honestly?
I guess we'll find out.
I guess Bowser's Inside Story is a good one, too.
Bowser, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Partners in Time is not great, but it's better than Brothership.
It describes what you're going to get.
And possibly Brothership explains what you're going to get if it's a ship with brothers on it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like something weird going on. Like, it sounds like someone doesn't know the word brotherhood.
Uh-huh.
So that's our opinions. Aren't you glad you didn't skip this part?
Yeah.
Little space for the listener to answer. Good.
Oh, like on Blue's Clues.
What's next, Ryan?
Well, next up, good segue, is Nintendo World Championships, NES edition.
Oh, yeah, this thing.
And it's a bunch of, like... It's like being in the world championships, but at home, and you play a game fast, and there's leaderboards.
Seems like the kind of thing that would work right around now, like a timely game for people who like all those head-to-head online type of games.
Why right now?
I don't know. It just seems like the kind of game people are playing lately.
Oh, okay.
And all right. Like nostalgia.
Yeah. I had a negative reaction to watching this because I saw those leaderboards. I was like, I hate being compared to the best people in the world.
Right.
I hate, my self-esteem is at an all-time low.
Oh.
But it's a fun idea. Like,
yeah.
Even it's kind of interesting, maybe not in 2024, for them to say, here's a game that you can speed run. Like, it's officially acknowledging the idea of speedrunning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what, like, I was thinking, too.
Times have changed,
I guess. The only way that Nintendo can do it, which is like, okay, but on our terms.
Right.
Yes, of course.
They're appropriating it.
Don't have a good segue to Fairy Tail 2. This is an action RPG based on an anime.
Ah.
Did I assume the anime is called Fairy Tail?
I understand this to be the case, yes.
Okay. I don't care about this at all, but, like, I kind of think that if I were invested in this, I would think, oh, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
Like, visually, the style of, like, that's I think, what I want out of a game that's based on an anime that I like. That's how I want it to look.
Yeah, I agree. It would look cool if I knew anything about it.
Yeah, I don't think I even registered what kind of a game it was, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember. It was too long ago.
That's so true.
Speaking of stuff I don't remember, Fantasian Neo Dimension.
Oh, this is huge.
This is huge?
This is huge. This is a game by Mistwalker Studios, which is Sakaguchi, the guy that made, one of the guys that made Final Fantasy, who's made a lot of, like, goofy RPGs that people are into. But this one's been locked on Apple Arcade for, like, years.
Oh!
And it's finally free from Apple Arcade, from the shackles of Steve Jobs, and nice. Is going to be on platforms that people have, and people are really excited. It's really cute. I tried it a little bit on my iPad earlier this year, last year, I forget. It's got a really cool look where everything looks like it's like a, not a clay model, but like a little diorama that you move around in. And yeah, people are excited.
I don't remember that from watching the trailer.
And it has Uematsu's music.
Yeah. The homies.
Yeah, I'd play this.
Well, great. Enjoy Fantasian.
Apple Arcade exclusive game that's been freed as well.
Ooh.
But I think the next one is a couple games from now, so I can't segue to it.
Hmm.
Well, speaking of right now, the next game that we're talking about is Nintendo Switch Sports.
Ryan, you're going to have to drive us. I don't have the list this time.
Yeah, I have the list, and it's not helping me come up with segues.
Where is Ryan?
Where's Ryan? Where's our man?
Did I go away? Did I go away? Hello?
You went away.
Yeah, you're here now.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't know what happened.
That's okay.
Did we ignore you a couple times and you thought we were being rude?
You were excited about Fantasian, and then I talked about Fantasian, and then we waited to segue, and the segue did not happen.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of, I had a great segue that you guys missed. Nintendo Switch Sports is adding the game of basketball.
Okay.
Cool.
Had this thought about basketball. In the free throw contest, you know, where everyone's shooting at the same time, that's basically a prisoner's dilemma because... Oh. If you both shoot at the same time, you're going to knock each other out of the way. Nobody gets a point. But if nobody shoots, then neither will you get a point. So you only if you shoot and the other guy doesn't shoot, do you get a point. So it's exactly like a prisoner's dilemma, but in physical 3D space, but simulated on Nintendo Switch Sports.
Wow. They should have advertised it like that. It would have been more interesting.
I think they did, like, subtly when they showed that clip that made me think of this.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Mio coming out in 2025, some sort of like side scroller with maybe combat, maybe puzzles.
The one that's probably a Metroidvania.
The way they were so. Is it a Metroidvania?
Probably. That's the vibe I got.
I was thinking the vibe I got was Limbo for some reason.
Okay.
Probably because the letters M, I, and O are in Limbo.
Makes sense. But it stands for Memories in Orbit.
It does? Where did you get that?
I don't know. I wrote that down. They didn't use any words to describe this game, so I must have been in the text. In the
weird.
Graphic.
I missed that.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting words.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah.
You wonder if they're being really vague about it because it's like a game that's almost entirely secrets, like Animal Well, they can't tell you anything. Mm-hmm. Or it could be that there's just not much to the game.
You have to play it and see.
I guess. Following that, we had an update to Disney Illusion Island, which is like a, it's a co-op platformer, but apparently it has a mystery to solve. And I don't know what's going on, except that there's a dramatic where you like drag yarn across a corkboard.
Yes, did because that's that? How you solve mysteries. You need that board, yes, with the twine, yes.
That's amazing.
And you have to physically drag it.
Yeah.
It's just like a real mystery.
But I still am not very, I feel like a year and a half ago on a different one of these, I said that Disney Illusion Island did not look like much to me, and it still doesn't, even mm-hmm. with a fun mystery solving mechanic. Mm. And speaking of things that I've seen before, I really thought that Hello Kitty Island Adventure was something that I've seen before. But then they were acting like they said it was a timed console exclusive. So is this the first we're hearing of Hello Kitty Island Adventure?
This is the other game that has been locked up in Apple Arcade for some time. I got heavily invested in this game like earlier, like late last year, early this year. It's very good. I highly recommend. It's if you're looking for something to fill the Animal Crossing shaped hole in your life, this game's got your back.
Okay, who has an Animal Crossing shaped hole in their life? Because me. Animal Crossing is still there.
I had an Animal Crossing shaped hole in my life because I'm not going to go back to New Horizons because I've like finished that game. And I like went on a journey where I was trying to find something to fill that void. And I'm like, do I go back to New Leaf? And it's like, no, I can't go back to New Leaf. And then I was like looking for Animal Crossing likes that didn't veer too much into farming. That's where you kind of, it's like there's plenty to offer. The world will offer you plenty if you're willing to toe some feet. What do you do to a field? Plow a field?
Hoe a row.
Whatever. And I'm like, no, I don't want that aspect of it. And so it was kind of hard to find something. And then Hello Kitty Island Adventure came out. And it's good.
Cool.
That's weird that they can call it a timed console exclusive when it was already released on Apple Arcade.
What does timed mean in that context?
I assume it means that they're going to... It'll be on Switch for a year, and then they'll put it on Xbox and PlayStation and stuff.
I see.
But does that mean for that year it won't be on Apple Arcade anymore?
It'll probably remain on Apple Arcade because Apple Arcade is not a console in the traditional way.
Mm. Oh, it's not a console.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of being very silly and dumb, Looney Tunes Wacky World of Sports.
That almost seemed like an insult, but it's right there in the name. They're loony. They're wacky.
Yes.
It's sports.
I'll tell you what. I don't give a care about like Looney Tunes have a sports game. That mm-hmm. seems like it should happen every few years. Mm-hmm. The cell shading doesn't look good. I feel like if I were a big Looney Tunes fan, I'm not a Fairy Tail fan and I'm not a big Looney Tunes fan, but I would be happy with how Fairy Tail looks and I would be displeased with how Looney Tunes looks. They just look undercooked. Someone go in the renderer and render up some better outlines or something. Speaking of not having much of a reaction to something, there's an update to Among Us.
Yep.
And I think we're all too old for Among Us.
I think I own it. I think I own a copy of Among Us, but I don't think I've played Among Us.
We're old.
Is it a young person's game? I thought it was a game for everyone.
It is a game for everyone, but when you lose the magic in your heart. And stop believing in Santa Claus, then you lose all interest in Among Us.
I see. Yeah.
You get shunted back to IRC to play Mafia instead.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of farming, there's a game called Farmagia or Farmagia.
Yeah, I forget. But yeah, you can tell from the name what that game is.
Well, okay. So the way they sold it was, it's like, So here's a game with monsters, and the people who train these monsters are called Farmagias. And I'm like, that's a stupid name. It sounds like farm.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? And then it turns out that they do this. They train monsters by farming the monsters out of the ground, out of the soil. And I hate this.
It's so
funny. Why won't farming leave me alone?
It's they cram two games together.
And weirdly, like, my first thought was, or my second thought after why won't farming leave me alone, was maybe this is what Zach needs because he's been looking for a monster training game.
That's true.
To fill the Pokemon-shaped hole in his life.
That is
Unfortunately, he can only fill it with farming.
Yeah.
Every game has that farming these days.
It's messed up.
Well, I'll tell you one game that doesn't have farming, and it's Donkey Kong Country Returns HD.
Yeah. I remember no farming from that game.
Unless they add a farming minigame.
It looks like the same game, but HD.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
This is
it's
like,
weird to think of, because that was on the, was it on the Wii?
It was on the Wii and then got a 3DS port.
Okay.
We're just
porting.
I don't remember
us.
It looking super like low definition at the time. So like HD is a relative term, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they already did Tropical Freeze. They can't find a way to sell Tropical Freeze again, so let's go put the other one out there, I guess.
If they want to keep polishing really good games.
A good game. Yeah.
Great.
Great.
I mean,
and the release date on this is January 16, 2025. And so the like hidden, I guess we're going to do some real analysis. If you want the real analysis, skip to this part of the podcast. All these games that they're announcing for 2025, including some like possibly big deal games, don't seem like what you do at the end of a console's life cycle.
Hmm.
Wait, which games are you talking about?
Well, if we ever get around to mentioning some big games,
but
they might
are you saying
figure
that,
into this real analysis.
Because the Donkey Kong Country Returns HD extremely feels like an end of console game to me.
No, but there might something else that's like a new release in a big franchise that people have been looking forward to for a long time.
Right. No, I agree with you there, but I was like, no, this Donkey Kong game is extremely them padding out the end of their console's lifespan.
Okay.
It's misdirection.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. And speaking of a miss in a direction, Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake.
So this game has been MIA for, like, years. They announced it, like, 4 or 5 years ago. And people were really excited for it because this is, like, the good classic Dragon Quest game. And this was going to be a really cool version of it. But it just, like, never came up again until finally now. And they're like, yeah, no, we're still working on it, we promise.
Here's what I think is a miss in the direction. It's a HD 2D thing. The environments are all 3D.
Mm-hmm.
The sprite, the characters are sprites walking around mm-hmm. in 3D. They give us this shot of a block pushing puzzle where the characters push this big rock. It's a 3D rock that the pixel art characters push to the side. But the pixel art characters don't have an animation for push a rock. So they're just walking into it like any RPG character walking into a wall. And that really ticked me off to
see
that.
Yeah,
oh, no, I like
that stood out to me too. Oh, man.
I like this.
It is very
like
weird because it's like this really realistic looking background and rock. And then, yeah, it's kind of funny. I don't think they wanted it to be funny.
No, maybe. I think there's some intentionality behind it. I think that when they do these HD 2D remakes, there's a degree of polishing it and a degree of like trying to make it this really cool new looking thing. But they're also trying to capture the spirit of the original. I think about the Live Alive 2D, HD 2D remake, where that's a beautiful looking game, but all of the character animations have not been updated beyond the level that they were in the original like SNES release. There's a part where a character like animates going to bed. And that animation is just the character sprite going from the standing sprite to the laying down sprite to having that sprite slide into a bed. And it's in this like HD 2D remake one, and I'm like, oh no, they know what they're doing with this. They could have done some crazier animation, but no, they're keeping the animations the same, and that's delightful to
me. Well, Live Alive is one thing. Like, Live Alive has a like an aesthetic about it that I think that kind of sense of humor about the appearances fits into. But Dragon Quest III seems to be taking itself pretty seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like is trying to look gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I don't think that this lack of animation is like adding to the charm of anything.
I understand this. Yeah.
I agree with that. But I also, why would they put that in the trailer if they, it must have been intentional. They must have had some intention behind that.
There's some rough trailers this time around.
Oh boy. Yeah. We'll get to them. But before we can get to that, we have to get to Funko Fusion. And now that we're done talking about that, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD.
Sure.
My note for Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is sure, because we knew it was coming out.
Yeah.
Is it like, was this the when they opened pre-orders, or were pre-orders already open, or what?
I don't remember.
It seems like this wasn't like an announcement or even news. It was just a reminder or an ad, you might say. Mm-hmm. Speaking of not really knowing, the new Denpamen.
This game reminds me of the free games you could play on the 3DS that like you would go into a dungeon with like other strangers and do very simplistic battles.
Yeah, it looks like Nintendo won't do Miitopia anymore. We'll take Miitopia into our own hands, but it's with Denpamen, which is a thing, isn't it?
I know Denpamen's a thing. I don't know anything about it. I just know when it showed up on screen, people I know were like, oh, Denpamen. And I'm like, okay, yeah.
So it's not like indie people saying, oh, why won't they make more Miitopia, like Bug Fables trying to make new Paper Mario. It's the Denpamen, which is a thing.
It's like a known developer. But what if it was Genius Seniority or whatever. I was like, oh, I know that developer name. They make games.
Including the new Denpamen.
I guess.
We also have Metal Slug Attack Reloaded.
I've been getting
which looks cool.
Aggressive advertising for this game for some reason. The algorithm has decided that this is in my wheelhouse, even though it's not.
Don't fall for it.
I love the pixel art in Metal Slug games.
Yeah.
I've never been a big fan of playing them. But
I played Metal Slug the other week. I was just at an arcade that was like free play, and there wasn't anything I really wanted to play, and they just had a Metal Slug machine. So I just sat and played through Metal Slug as a thing you can do.
Wow.
Another thing you can do is Darkest Dungeon 2, which is, I was thinking, why don't I know more about Darkest Dungeon 1? This looks like the kind of thing I should care about.
I think people like it.
I think the title is not doing it any favors, because it's really generic, and what personality it has makes it sound kind of unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on the title.
It'd be hard to see in there.
Yeah. And in fact, like, they do a good job of making it the darkest game in the direct.
Yeah. Is it like, supposed to be like,
it's a good game to play at, you know, in bed, so your wife doesn't know you're playing Switch in bed. I don't know. I'll look more into it. I'll find out whether I'm actually a Darkest Dungeon fan.
I might think it's Ethan Dew. It's one of those.
One of those what?
Like run-based games that
you can. Oh, okay.
That if you try enough of them, eventually you find one that it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to invest a lot of time in this game.
Ah, okay. Speaking of this game, got a few more games. The Nintendo Switch Online something pass, like expansion pass, isn't it what it's called? With sounds the right. Game Boy Advance and the Nintendo 64, is getting Link to the Past plus 4 Swords, in case you were tired of Link to the Past normal on the SNES version.
That means we're getting the bad version of Four Swords. They're not even putting in like the anniversary version of Four Swords. We get the original version that's bad. I'm so delighted that they made this poor decision.
And that version of Link to the Past is not better than the SNES version, is it?
Correct.
It's very much the same. I think there's... Geez, I don't know if there's even some tiny difference for
Four
Swords connectivity.
I can give you all the changes.
What are they?
Let's see. They add a bunch of Wind Waker era sound effects to Link, so he yaws when he swings the sword.
Okay,
they changed the Ice Palace block pushing puzzle to be a little less obnoxious.
Oh,
interesting. It adds a side quest where you have to use your bug catching net to do scavenger hunt for items. And then the big thing is if you complete Four Swords, the video game, then you unlock the like extra bonus hard dungeon, the Palace of the Four Swords in Link to the Past. That's kind of cute. Spoilers.
Wow, okay, so that like that's not a nothing update remake. That's substantial.
There's some stuff.
And bad Four Swords.
And bad
You also get Zero Mission on Game Boy Advance.
Classic.
And Zero Mission is a great game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. Adding to the Nintendo 64 Turok, which I had the Nintendo Power with Turok on the cover. That was one of the main copies of Nintendo Power that I looked at for some reason. But I don't really know anything about Turok the game. You hunt dinosaurs.
You have the cerebral boar and like a bow and arrow.
Wow.
It's based on a comic book, and it seems like somehow the Nintendo 64 game, even being pretty obscure among Nintendo 64 games, is like... has way more of a toehold in the culture than the comic book ever did.
I believe so, yes.
I guess among video game people, yeah. And also Perfect Dark, which is a good game that I never played.
Mm-hmm. I played it last year. It's pretty good.
Now you can play it again.
Yeah.
No,
well, if you get the expansion
pass. I almost bought the expansion pass the other day. I wanted to play Pilot Wing 64, and... I was like, okay, can I pay Nintendo like $7 to buy a month of this expansion pass? And the answer is no, you have to buy it in year chunks. And I'm like, I'm not giving Nintendo $60 to play 45 minutes of Pilot Wing 64.
I was doing that calculation recently too, because I was going on a long plane trip. I thought maybe probably more of the Game Boy Advance games would be good to have on a plane. But no, I'm not going to pay $60 for a plane trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, games to play on a plane trip.
Yeah, yeah, $60 is a steal for a plane trip.
But we were talking about trailers that look bad. And speaking of trailers that look bad, Phantom Brave the Lost Hero. Did anyone else notice that, like, once they got to the gameplay footage, it looked really laggy?
Yeah.
I don't notice things like that. I just noticed how cute it was.
I don't normally think, the performance on this one. Oh, is this at 60 FPS? That's not at the top of mind for me at all. But it looked pretty dramatic in at least a couple of the shots that it was not running at the speed they wanted it to. It does look super cute. And I like the idea of a very cute tactics game.
they make a lot of them.
Might have to pay more attention to this.
Oh, no. Ryan's going to go on his Nippon Ichi arc. You're going to get really invested into Disgaea.
No. It's too late for me to get into that. No. But, you know, something like Phantom Brave the Lost Hero, how many Phantom Brave games are there already?
I don't know.
At least one.
At least two.
I think they said something about... it being, another Phantom Brave game. Yeah. In which case...
this was an installment.
Yeah. Speaking of more than one game in a franchise, Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics.
Mm-hmm.
lots of Marvel versus Capcom. You get to play the Punisher beat 'em up. You get to have a training mode where it shows you the hitboxes. Wonderful. What that a Punisher great beat-em-up's time fun. To...
I played that. It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. You should... I saw that there was multiplayer in Punisher beat 'em up, so you could play as Punisher and Nick Fury.
That's correct.
So you should get some friends together. You can all have a big party playing as the Punisher and Nick Fury. Mm-hmm. And speaking of parties...
Oh, no.
Super Mario Party Jamboree.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
It's called, Super Mario Party Jamboree.
I did not register the name whatsoever. That's all right. I like that name.
Super Mario Party games have gotten very complex since I last played one.
Well, do you mean Super Mario Party games or Mario Party games?
I mean Mario Party.
I wonder if there's a meaningful distinction between Mario Party, like, because they came up with Super Mario Party, and so this would seem to be in the lineage of Super Mario Parties instead of being Mario Party 11 or whatever.
Yeah, they did.
But is that a meaningful distinction?
Yeah, I don't know. Are there other Super ones?
As far as I know, there's only the one Super Mario Party.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they started afresh then, and now this is Jamboree version.
Yeah. So do you think that, like, they've decided to stop doing Mario Party number, and from now on it's Super Mario Party, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Super Mario Party Hootenanny, Super Mario Party Soiree, the classy nighttime version.
Oh, cool.
Here's what I got out of this. You can play as Ninji.
Apparently.
You can also play as Boo and Spike Guy. Is his name just Spike?
I believe so.
Yes.
Okay. And Goomba, but I think that, like, Boo and Goomba have been playable in other Mario parties before. I think this might be a first for Ninji. I'm not keeping up really close on this, but possibly. That's awesome. Can I play as Dry Bones? I was scouring the footage. I wasn't scouring because I didn't watch it a second time, but I was watching very closely. Ooh, is Dry Bones in there? Ooh, who else is in there?
Is Dry Bones your guy?
Dry Bones is kind of my guy, yeah.
It's a cool one.
I have a very sad personal story about how I like why I like Dry Bones so much. And if we had more time, I would tell the story on the podcast. But unfortunately, we have to get to the next game. Does someone else want to try to describe this next game?
I don't know what it is.
The next game is Zelda Echoes of Wisdom. That's the short version of the
game. They let Grizzo cook. They let Grizzo in the kitchen, and now they cooked, and now we got a new game on our hands.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I have serious trouble. I think I might have said on podcasts with you guys, like in a public forum recorded for people to consult back to, that they will never do playable Zelda.
We'll have to go find that footage.
I may have made that claim. No, it's playable Zelda in the Link's Awakening Switch art style.
Yeah, I initially was kind of like, you didn't have to reuse that art style. It could have just been bespoke for the one thing. Yeah. But it is a good art style. And
it's a very good art style. I was very happy to see it. That's what I was most excited about, first of all. Because they didn't say, play as Zelda first. First you saw, Ganon in this art style. Super cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm a big fan of the art style, but I think there is a serious problem with it, which I will now reveal. That in Link's Awakening Switch, it was pretty clear that Link's real life was in anime style, and then he had a dream that was in wood carving dolls style, and then he woke up and he went back to being in the anime style. So that art style officially means you're having a dream, which means that Echoes of Wisdom doesn't really happen.
Ah, so maybe what you originally said is true, and they didn't really make a game where Zelda's
this might also
because it's all a dream.
Maybe we get a framing device again, and the world is like switched back to this mode because Ganon did something silly.
That would be really cool.
I don't know that they'll do that. I don't know that they have to do that. Like, no. I agree with you, but also it is just a good art style, and
I was so excited to see all my cool Zelda friends in the art style that I like. Like, for a minute, you get a glimpse of a Gerudo lady in wooden doll style. I think there were a few monsters that we didn't get to see in that style yet, and now we do. I'm so jazzed. I'm really excited for this game.
I want to play a Zelda.
The game, but you
don't. I know you want to play as Zelda, but you don't want to have like a heroic adventure where you swipe your sword at things, right?
Of course not. Why would Zelda do that? Because
you're a girl.
She doesn't have a sword.
No, she has a wand that makes copies of things, which looks like I'm really excited for that mechanic.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be bonkers.
There's a ton of potential there. Puzzly. I have mixed feelings because it is kind of saying like, no, the princess would not fight with a sword like the other guy, but it also looks fun.
It's really interesting to me because there's like, you can see it in terms of gender, and it's just like, well, she's the princess. She can't fight things with swords. Mm-hmm. But you can see it in terms of character and in terms of gameplay where, like, if you're – this sounds like something I've said before. What does it mean to play as Zelda if she is just Link but a girl?
Yeah.
That's not interesting. Give Zelda something different to do. Give Peach something different to do instead of jumping on top of things as heads. Mm-hmm. She can put on different costumes.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I think it's rad. I'm really excited for this. I'm really excited to solve puzzles by copying crates and monsters.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for a final battle where you copy Link and you make lots of copies of Link to fight Ganondorf.
Oh, that's so true.
It is.
It's cute. It looks like it's really open, too. Like, at one point, you're just up on top of trees and stuff, and I'm like, ooh, okay, I like this.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it seem like kind of the Breath of the Wild, like,
kind of,
applied to...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like, why stop people from doing stuff? Just let crazy stuff happen. I think we're in for a treat on September 26th when we get to play The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom.
I like that name.
Yeah.
And the wisdom thing, that's why you're using the rod. You're not the courage guy, you're the wisdom person.
Yeah. Wisdom is rod, courage is sword, and power is trident.
That'll be a fun game, too.
Oh, yeah. Playable Ganon.
It's a Fire Emblem weapon triangle, basically.
Unfortunately, I have done this joke before, and it made me realize that there's a method to this. That you would hate to be the game that comes after this. Uh-huh. And indeed, the game that comes after this is Just Dance 2025.
Perfect.
I think that exact same thing happened when something, maybe Tears of the Kingdom, was announced in 2020, whatever. Like, there's audio of me saying this before. It all comes back to Just Dance.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, yeah. You don't need to know what it is. You just know here's some new songs that are in it. Know what's available. People that like that are like, oh,
how
cool,
many
great.
Like Twitch and YouTube videos of people reacting live to the thing where like Just Dance goes into picture in picture in the corner so that the influencer can scream over and over again, I get to play a Zelda. While people are trying to dance to Lady Gaga.
It's smart.
And
Nintendo knows what they're doing.
And the next couple games too, really.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm not sure about the one after this, but right after Just Dance is Lego Horizon Adventures, which I also am not equipped to talk about. What is happening?
Well, I have no idea.
Horizon Zero
I was
Dawn.
Still not paying attention.
There's Horizon Zero Dawn, but it's a Lego version of that.
Correct.
Horizon One Dawn.
I mean, they make, physical Legos of this thing. You can buy a bunch of these Legos.
Yeah, but they're not...
This is a Lego set that exists.
...as huge as Lego Star Wars or Lego Harry Potter or Lego Marvel or Lego DC.
I think not on the Lego side, but I think Horizon is, like, a very successful video game series. I think those games do really well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like, Sony being, like, Oh no, you can please license this. That would be cool.
Well, that's fine. You know, Lego has a lot of other interesting properties, and it seems like they kind of, like, if they get video game versions, they don't get the care and attention that Lego IP combination games do. Like, I'm pretty sure that the Lego Star Wars games, maybe like Indiana Jones, I think some of the Lego Harry Potters were good games, but the equivalent for like Lego Friends, Lego Hidden Side, all that stuff. If they get games at all, I don't think they're very good. So what the heck, Lego? Anyway, this is baffling to me, but I guess I don't understand Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Same.
After this, so Sarah, is it your opinion that Stray is a game to talk over while you're reacting?
Still reacting to Zelda. Yes. Okay. Mostly because I already know about Stray.
Yeah, it seems I would have guessed that Stray was already on the Switch.
Yeah. No, it was like a big like centerpiece a couple E3s ago for like next-gen consoles.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Which is why when it showed up here, I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe it wasn't as graphically as impressive as people thought it was. Or they just really down-resed it.
It's good, right? Stray is a good game?
I hear mixed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hear it gets like weirdly violent.
Hmm.
Oh.
That's weird.
I've had cats.
Yeah, that's a draw.
Speaking of drawing, but if I may twist your words a little bit, drawing water out of a well,
wow,
and carrying the well across a grassy field to put in a soup that you cook, but you live in a little hole because you're a hobbit who cooks in Hobbit Animal Crossing. I didn't bother writing down the real name of this game.
Tales of the Shire.
Oh, it's got a monstrously long name. The title is
J.R.R. Tolkien presents, Nintendo presents, Hobbit Animal Crossing, : Tales of the Shire, : Gandalf might be in it a little bit.
Oh, Gandalf just... Oh, I wasn't really sold on this game until you mentioned that. Now I'm like, oh, you will just have random characters show up. I wasn't paying much attention at this point.
Oh, no.
But like, them showing up as like your like weekly visitors and stuff is a cute idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's the potential to do something completely bonkers that I can't even come up with an example. Like, even just Gandalf showing up like Gulliver shows up in Animal Crossing would be cool. But... when you talk about it's a sim game in Middle Earth, yeah, he's like, where am I? Answer a trivia question. Oh, the Eiffel Tower. He sends you an Eiffel Tower to put in your hobbit hole. No, I feel like when you have Middle Earth, there's so much cool stuff that you can do that like go out beyond the edges of a sim game of being Animal Crossing. I feel like they're probably not going to do that, but I can't help but imagine or attempt to imagine how I think this has the potential to be so wild.
Hmm.
To be ridiculous.
Yeah, it just depends if it's good or not. I don't know.
It depends on whether the developers are cowards or not.
Yeah.
Because are they just going to do the tamest, blandest Sims, like you cook and you have parties and then you go to sleep and that's it?
Sounds very relaxing.
Are they going to do the coolest game you could do with Middle Earth and Hobbits?
You know what? You know what, Ryan? You know what the coolest game you can do with Middle Earth and Hobbits is?
What?
The Lord of the Rings Online. This is where I pitch this to the people should play that game because it's really good.
Hmm.
It's an old MMO of the proper vintage. That's, like, not a good game, but it's a game I have, like, an incredibly undue amount of affection for.
Well, if you have Zach's incredibly undue...
You can also get a hobbit hole that you can decorate.
You do?
Yeah. There's player housing.
Well, what the heck?
But it's, like, probably a lot... It's a lot more unruly than what they're offering here, probably.
Yeah, you don't get to carefully place your rug according to the exact pixel you want it on?
No, you have to attach it to little nodes. It's
yeah,
kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But you can go to Umbar. I think that's the latest thing they added was Umbar. You're not going to be able to go to Umbar in this Switch game.
Oh, okay. Does that make you... Oh, dang it, I screwed it up. Speaking of objections, Ace Attorney Investigates Collection kind of rhymes with objection.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Okay, Zach can be excited about this.
I'm so excited for this. I like immediately text my brother. This is the Edgeworth games. Edgeworth is the like rival slash deuterogonist slash boyfriend of Phoenix Wright.
What's his name?
And they gave him they gave Edgeworth a pair of games for the DS that are like totally fine. But the second one never got released in English, so this is
cool.
And you get to switch between HD graphics and original pixels, which is neat.
Yeah. You just get to do a bunch of investigating. It's really fun.
That's fun.
Is there a reason? Because Edgeworth is a prosecutor, right?
Correct.
So why is he doing investigations?
Circumstances.
Exchange program? Oh gosh, I guess no. I'll just have to play the game to find out.
It's a bunch of weird circumstances.
Hmm. Cool. And Gumshoe's there.
Gumshoe is your sidekick, and he's so good. I love Gumshoe with my life. He can do it when it counts, pal.
Well, speaking of someone other than me getting really pumped over a game, Sarah, do you want to talk about the next one?
The 100 Line Last Defense Academy?
Yeah, what?
It's funny, like, I've never heard of, you know, I didn't know what this was going to be, but it was so obvious that it was another Danganronpa. Like, it just, the music and really? The characters. Yeah, I mean, I was just like, this looks like Danganronpa. Yeah, it seems like the same premise, almost. Like, you are stuck inside of a school with 15 other people who are all very different looking tropes and probably good at different things, and the only difference seems to be and then of course there's like the weird like cute little strange sidekick character telling you how to do everything, which looks like an egg with a brain inside or something, but instead of doing a like killing game thing, you're defending the school for 100 days. So it looks more battle-y, which I'm not looking for more battle-y, but I'm very curious about this just because it's the same people who are responsible for Danganronpa. They even said despair there in the trailer. It's very Danganronpa.
That's really delightful because I didn't know what this was, but I love that like it has all the identifiers for the people.
Yeah,
that know.
Yeah, totally. Like
yeah, I don't
design.
Even know what this is, but like somehow, I think as soon as they said they're trapped in this school, I was like, oh, this is one of those.
Yeah. It almost made me wonder if it could be in the same universe because, well, I won't spoil anything, but you know.
Ooh.
Another school or something.
Zach got a game, and then Sarah got a game, and now it's my turn to get really excited about Romancing Saga 2, Revenge of the Seven.
Get excited.
You know what? Did I do a joke before on a different podcast about like claiming to care a lot about these Saga games, or was that some other series?
It seems possible, yeah.
Yes, you did.
It was Saga?
I believe so.
Okay. I'm sorry to repeat myself so much. That was not on purpose, but it was a fun
It's a running joke now.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, then Metroid Prime 4 shows up.
I can't joke that it's not a real video game anymore. I'm bummed slightly.
Yeah. what do we have to say about this one? The gunship looks too mean. I don't want to fly that around. I want a nice, like, smoother, curvier ship. I'm glad that Silux gets to come back.
I'm glad you remembered his name because I couldn't remember his name today.
Oh, it's kind of interesting. Like, the level of actual interest or like concrete interest that I have in Metroid Prime 4, besides just wanting to play a new Metroid Prime 4 game like everyone else, is or was the teaser at the end of Metroid Prime 3 was Silux, who was a character in Metroid Prime Hunters and has no presence at all in the main series up to this point, this post-credits scene.
Yeah.
He's like chasing Samus. And so your teaser is like, when the series continues, Silux from that other game you never played is going to be chasing Samus or something. And the timeline on Metroid Prime 4 has been such that I wouldn't blame them at all if they had, you know, if they said, well, the game we're going to make, we can't really do Silux Comes Back because that doesn't make any sense and no one cares about or remembers him. So we're just going to do something else. No, I think it's cute in a way that they got to still have Silux come back. Like, they got to stick to whatever somebody at some level wanted it to be Silux's game. And they got it. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, ideally they just lean into the weird stuff that they're interested in. Because it's back in Retro's hand. So I'm hoping that the people that wrote that original design document are still around to be like, no, we really have to explore all this weird lore that we wanted to explore. Because they deserve that.
It's Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, right?
Yes.
I think that's a great subtitle when the plot of Metroid Prime 1, 2, and 3 was basically getting rid of Metroid Prime, like whatever you call Metroid Prime in the fiction, should be completely gone by now. There shouldn't be anything left in the game to be called Metroid Prime. So this is beyond Metroid Prime. We're beyond that. We can still have Metroid Prime games, but don't look for, oh, I hope Dark Samus doesn't show up in this. That'd be so stupid. Somehow, Phazon returned.
That's right. I think the UI is too clean.
Oh, yeah.
That's my one
takeaway.
Gunship too mean,
UI too clean.
Hmm.
Like, it was always going to be this way, but I'm looking and I'm just like, oh, it's not as crunchy as it should be. It needs more frills. Give me a slider. Let me go to the options menu and just have a slider for the amount of frills I want on the screen at all times. And I will crank that all the way up, and it'll be just full of useless icons on the side, awesome. And I'll be like,
Yeah. The targeting reticle, and then, like, the ghost of the targeting reticle that takes a little time to catch up.
Yes!
Yep.
Well, it's real, and it's probably coming out for Switch 2.
Oh, wait. Did they say? They said 2025, right?
Mm-hmm.
They said 2025, but, like, we will also get a Switch 2 next year, and this game will almost certainly come out at the end of next year.
This is kind of what I'm leading up to. How sure a thing is it that we get a Switch 2 next year?
It feels pretty certain at this point.
But like, is that an inference?
It's been long enough. They've been like iterating on the hardware, and there's a lot of people talking about that. And if you're going to do it, you got to launch it with something big. And Metroid Prime 4 is like something you could anchor to it. And they weren't going to announce it at E3, but they will probably announce it like towards the end of the year in like a one-off non-direct showcase like they did for the Switch. Because for the Switch, it was like a weird stage show thing. Where they were like had actual like investors present. So
I hope that wasn't too similar to Real Analysis. I don't want anyone to think that we started having actual smart opinions on this podcast.
Well, if anyone skipped from the very beginning, then it's perfect.
What am I supposed to bear in mind, Zach?
I'll say bear in mind that I'm just, you know, reiterating things I've read online. Like anybody else that claims to have any knowledge, they're just repeating somebody else's information.
Yeah, why would you listen to this podcast for information? As if we are sources of information. It doesn't make sense.
No.
Well, I'm excited for Mario Brothership.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Echoes of Wisdom.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for Funko Fusion, of course.
Couldn't even talk about it. It's too exciting.
Was it really a Romancing Saga game that I was blowing off that other podcast?
I would believe it was. I don't remember.
It was a Saga game, you acted like, sure.
Yeah? Jeez. That's...
I don't know if it was Romancing Saga. No, it might have been, actually. I don't know. It's confusing.
Okay. This podcast is
There's lots of them.
Good night.